Blog Talk Radio.
How you let the beat feel, beat round and round. That pose she go, that sound and make when she hit the floor.
Go boom.
I wanna take her to my room. For show, for show,
for show.
I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
PKLB and P, we fucking with you tonight, man. Let's go.
What you say?
I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
Make it rain tree, make it rain tree. Make it rain tree, make it rain tree. Make it rain tree, make it rain tree. Make it rain tree.
I ain't afraid of pics in the building, ladies. Make sure you get them pictures tonight. Y'all ain't looking good for nothing, man. Let go, let go, let go. At the Georgia. I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die. You be cute. LOC.
Yo, this is what's up. Real talk. Yo, this is where they do to that radio, where we feature in the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. You can catch our broadcast each and every night, Monday to Sunday, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. We'll feature some of the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. The number's 347-934-0318. All you got to do is press one on the dial. You know what I'm saying. It is what it is. And like I said before, if you're ready for an experience of a lifetime, the Urban Experience is here to stay. You get a chance to join your host, J-Dawg, your girl Beanie Weenie, and your homegirl Riding Shotgun. B-Dub, real talk, that's what's up, that's what's happening. This is where they do to that radio, where we're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game.
Yo, real talk, it is what it is. Again, that number is 347-934-0318. All you got, press one on the dial. It's getting ready to get thick up in here. It's getting ready to get trill up in here. All you got to do is just get in where you fit in. We finna do what we do. We finna hold it down like four flat tires. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot of special guests that's going to be on the air tonight. A lot of interesting stuff we're going to be talking about tonight. Now, you know what I'm saying? I've been tame from time to time. I've been kind of just, you know, keeping low key, low profile, just really just letting, you know, things kind of go the way they go. But you know me, man. A tendency from time to time to really definitely let everybody know what's up, what's happening, what the business is. And because of that fact, you know, tonight's not going to be no new exception. But at the same time, in the meantime, in between time, all I want you to do is just get in where you fit in. Remember, this is the Urban Experience like never before. When I say Urban Experience, don't get caught up into the aspect of we talking about a black or white thing. It's a cultural thing. Keyword. Cultural thing. That means that what you're hearing tonight, if it motivates you, if it makes you think, if it moves you, then you're definitely at the right place at the right time. Real talk, this is where they do to that radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Yo, next up the bat, we got my girl Lenora J. The track is called Taking Over. Follow me.
See you. Yeah, you look too.
Where they do their radio. I'm a joke, my wallet. If you see the great change,
I told my niggas if I make it, we gon' fall. And I'ma stay up in the car till the doors just fall off. I'ma keep pushing till I can't push no more. I promise to God that I will never go back home. I need to say, but then I'm back on my soul. Hey, so I'm the face of my soul. Money up until I'm going to bed. I'ma keep pushing till I'm out of the way. I need to say, but then I'm back on my soul. Hey, so I'm the face of my soul. Money up until I'm going to bed. I'ma keep pushing till I'm out of the way. I'ma keep pushing like a person in a wheelchair. Bring a God that I'm still here. Cause it's funny how I really make money. That's the issue. When the people around you, they always see the furniture. It's funny style. They want your money, then they jump. And these the same old people that you touch you up in your house. I'm a real nigga, fake nigga, can't treat me. But really, look, I would never burn that hand that hand. Please, y'all fall down, but you niggas got right back up. And I'm about my dreams, so I keep my money stacked up. That time I'm up with the moon track that I lived everything that I write to look at the background. When I was broke, I didn't have any friends. Did a lot of drugs, but now I pray for my sins. I couldn't stop, now I got a few more looking. To the day that I die, I'ma keep on pushing. I need to sit up and then I'm back with my soul. I need to hate me so I pray for my soul. I need to get out of this room.
Definitely in the vibe doing what you do, then you definitely at the right place at the right time. See, it's the Urban Experience like never before, and we are definitely taking you on a ride on the wild side. You can hit us up at 347-934-0318. That is the business. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I want everybody to understand and know, man, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's definitely going on, man. A lot of stuff that's definitely going on. But what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to liven it up just for a second. I'm going to take you to the club right quick. Then we're going to get to our, you know, we're going to get to our special guest. We're going to get to our caller. But let me just ride with me for in the club for just a second.
Where the motherfucking plug in? I'm about to disconnect his ass. Turn off that motherfucking radio.
Okay.
Yo, what's up? This is Chris Rock, and I'm with my man, Lil John. And we stay in the club. We live in the club. We die in the club. We got our car washed in the club. We go to school in the club. We go to the cleaners in the club. We never leave the motherfucking club. We go to church in the club. We do everything in the motherfucking club. We stay on sex in the club. We go to the library in the club. What?
Yeah.
Yo, real talk. I had to take you to the club right quick. Real talk. This is your boy J Dog coming to you live on Where They Do That Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are definitely changing the game. And real talk, it is what it is. All you got to do is get in where you fit in. Hit us up at 347-934-0318. Now I'm going to share some shit with you. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Right now, we couldn't be at a better place at a better time, because it's all about the grind. You know what I'm saying? The grind represents so many different things. You know what I'm saying? It represents the struggle in the street. Yo, the struggle for independence. The struggle to be heard. To be seen. Yo, they tell us a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, it ain't good to say what's on your mind, but what we say Where They Do That Radio is that's bullshit. We're talking, everybody has an opinion, everybody has something they need to say, especially if they know it's something wrong. Especially if they know it's something going on. Real talk on Where They Do That Radio, it's all about that experience. I want you to just ride with me for a second. I want you to hip hop filter through your brain, in your veins, and in your heart. Real talk, this is what it's about. It's about being in a position where you can be seen and heard. 22 million folks all across the globe have joined in tonight. I just to let you know, this is what's up, this is what's happening, and this is what we do to the race. Real talk.
What's going on?
Ask yourself what's going on.
Betty, are you ready? Are you ready? What's going on? Oh, what's going on? Cold fresh air. Feel my fingers in the air. Oh, yeah. I'm glad they're gonna do it. Oh, it's good now.
And I thank God I'm alive. Well, that's the good news and true.
Artists that are changing the game, and real talk, it is what it is. Like, I couldn't be at a better place at a better time because it's all about the grind. Real talk, yo, the word grind means a lot of things to a lot of MCs, but real talk, what it means is to definitely stay on top of everything that's aboard, around you, in your community, getting your paper, you know what I'm saying? Paper, I cannot stress that enough, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna teach you something about that word paper in just a second. But real talk, you know what I'm saying? We got to be about our business, you know what I'm saying? We got to definitely do what we got to do. We got to look after our own. We got to keep our eyes open, and we got to stay focused. I mean by being on the grind. You know, it's not just about just being out there hustling, but, you know, hustling this thing called life is really what it's about. Real talk, it is what it is. You know, I want everybody to definitely get in where they fit in. I got a lot of folks that's definitely chiming in. Courtesy of Glance Radio. Real talk, we definitely feel you. We definitely riding with you. Real talk, it is what it is. You already know how we going to do. We going home. We going to hold it all the way. You know, we going to hold it down like four flat tires. Real talk, it is what it is. Definitely get at, you know what I'm saying, the number 347-934-0318. Now, what I'm going to do right now. You know what I'm saying? I got about 3,000 people that's trying to call in. So, yeah, I'm going to let everybody get in. You know what I'm saying? A little over 18,000 and counting. Y'all go ahead, dial those numbers, punch in, lock in, do what you do. I got my special guest is definitely in the queue. I'm going to bring them on in just a second so we can definitely get this thing crunk. On where they do that radio, it's all about the urban experience. But you know what I'm saying? I want you to vibe with me. Now, how many of y'all remember, you know what I'm saying, back in the day, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say I'm old, but what I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying, I got a lot of folks that's, you know, mid-20s, you know, 18, you know, back in the day, you know, when I say back in the day, you know, a lot of folks think back in the day it's like 99? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking like back in the day, like 95, like 93. You know what I'm saying? Back, you know what I'm saying, when music was pure and, you know what I'm saying, you had a good time, you vibe with it, you know what I'm saying, you got your homeboys, you know, you went out there to check out some females, this, that, and the other, you know. How many of y'all definitely was out there, you know, might have been doing your thing at the local skating ring, you know what I'm saying, you know, whatever you was doing, man. Real talk, I'm going to take you back for just a second, man. I'm going to take you back to that whole era. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take you back ATL style for that matter, man. Real talk. You know, we had a lot of folks that definitely, you know what I'm saying, sent me some emails saying, yo, I remember when this joint came out. I remember, yo, I was doing this, I was doing that, blah, 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 the whole nine yards. So real talk, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to take you back for just a second. I want you definitely just to ride with me, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I got a lot of definitely, you know, I got a lot of great content we're going to be dropping on you. We are on from 9:30 till 12:30. Real talk, we might go harder than that. It just really depends on just, you know, how everything go. But real talk on where they do to that radio, I want everybody to understand and know that on where they do to that radio is all about the urban experience. And, you know what I'm saying? And I want you to understand the urban experience can only appreciate it if you was definitely, you know, a part of it when it first started, or at least from your standpoint, you know what I'm saying, really just how you got engaged. But you know what I'm saying, these joints I'm finna drop on you right here were like joints that was definitely popping off back in the day, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, had you just really vibing and really feeling, you know, the summer, feeling the music, you know, the whole nine yards. So real talk, it is what it is. You know, my number is 347-934-0318. I got a lot of, you know, brand new MCs is definitely doing their thing, embracing this thing, taking hip-hop to a whole nother level. That's why we say local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game, because that is a very, very real statement. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? They are definitely doing that, and then some. So, you know what I'm saying? You finna hear some shit that you done heard before, and then you're gonna hear some shit that you ain't never heard before. But all I want you to do is definitely get in where you fit in, ride with it, vibe with it, do what you do, and the rest is going to be history. That's all I'm going to say, man. Real talk, it is what it is. Y'all appreciate everybody definitely checking in. Shouts out goes out to my man DJ Zoo, man, definitely holding it down, doing what he do. You know what I'm saying? We're finna definitely ride this thing and do what we do. You know what I'm saying? We're finna bring it to you ATL style, all the way from the West Coast to the East Coast and then some. So, y'all, I just want you to sit back, relax, vibe. We're going to give everybody a chance to definitely lock in, call in, do what you do, call the weed, man. You know, you got to get him right. You got get yo, we finna definitely take this thing to another level, man. Yo, and those that are calling in to the you can also check us out on Ustream. We're on Ustream, www.ustream.tv/S as in Sam, Paul, P as in Paul, SP Network. Just put it in just like that. You know what I'm saying? You can definitely ride with us, you know, Ustream style. Yo, you know what I'm saying? You know how we do, man. We're talking where they do that radio.
Hey, this is Kitty Rock broadcasting live from the So-So Del B. Party. One time for your mouth, don't stop. I'm going to tell you like this. I got the number one most requested for the ghost town. It's called my boo, WSSD.
Boy, you shouldn't
love
me. Boy, you shouldn't know that. I've got you on my mind. The secret admirer. I've been watching. And I'm thinking
Golden Glide, y'all know, I feel you, man. Real talk, this is where they do to that radio, man.
just letting y'all know what's up, what's happening, and what's good, man. I'm going to take y'all back. I'm going to take you back because I'm going to give everybody a chance to get in where they fit in. This is where they do that at radio. I'm going to hit you with another one that's going to take you back. Real talk, it is what it is. Just ride with me for a second. Because I'm going to give everybody a chance to get in before we definitely crank this shit up, man. Real talk, it is what it is. You definitely got to do what you got to do. This is the Urban Experience like never before, man. Remember when hip-hop felt good, man? Real talk, it felt real good. It just felt good to be alive, man. Real talk.
Looking for a man that'll do me right. First move that I made was on the dance floor. Working down one time, then I went from off. Here's some hope, action was happening at me. Sun came crazy up through the crowd. Looked over to my left and told my girl, hey, get with him again. I'm half a second, I'm half a second.
Show the
radio. I'm going to keep fucking with you for a second because I got to get everybody in so we can definitely drop this shit on you. Now, this was back in 94, man. I really went back on this right here. Real talk, check this shit out right here, man. Yo, like I said before, man, you remember when hip-hop felt good? You remember when it was all about the music, man? Real talk, check this out.
Like I said, I told you I was going to take y'all back for a second. Real talk, man, just letting y'all know what's up, what's happening, what's good. On Where They Do to That Radio, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about these MCs doing what they do, man. You remember when hip-hop felt good. You remember when that shit felt real good. Man, real talk, and it is what it is. Yo, it still feel good. You just got to just get in where you fit in and understand and know that this is a cultural thing, not a black and a white thing, but a cultural thing. Real talk, let me check with one of my folks out here, see what's up, see what's happening. Yo, caller, last four digits of your number is 3-2-4-6. 3-2-4.
I want to be down with what just went through. That's my jam. What's up, JP?
No, Shawty. I'm telling you, man.
About day talk. Oh, phone going out. Hey. That was my jam. Hold on, I got to take this call, J-Dog.
Okay, go ahead, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, it is what it is. Oh, what they do to that radio, man, it's all about the urban experience. It's all about this vibe. It's all about this ride. Real talk, man. And like I say before, man, I want to hear from you.
Oh, that was
some
feel-good music.
You know it was. I'm telling you,
That was some feel-good music.
Yeah, that skating ring joint. You know, that skating ring, that layback. That sneaking out of class shit.
Them block parties in Allendale.
You know what it is. Real talk, you already know what it is, man. That's what I'm talking about, man. You know, feel good. You know, when you heard it, that was your shit. You threw it up, you rolled out, you had fun. You enjoyed life, man.
It was 20 years ago just to pimp hoes every day in new clothes.
You already know, man. I'm telling you, man. I'm wild.
Man, that's what females were doing their thing in music, man. That was like the hottest for all y'all newbies. For all y'all born
right.
in the 90s. Or whatever. Okay. 91, 90. All right. That was the jam, I'm going to tell you. Once you heard that beat, that was the remix, matter of fact.
Exactly. That was the remix. You know,
that was an all-star remix back in the day, I promise you.
Man, that was a classic.
Pop the movie in. We feel like we've been, but so much more than friends. see the Batman struck them poles by saying not today. I looked up in the heavens and saying that's my lady. I can't deny it, homie. She about to drive me crazy.
I love the way she do a hand and I'm not looking my baby.
Yo, real talk, man. Sorry about that. I got bumped off right quick. That's what happens when you got 3,000 folks calling in at the same time. But, yo, real talk, like I was saying before, man, you know when it felt good. You know when it felt good. And, damn it, that's what we finna do. We finna definitely keep it all the way 100. We finna do what we do. What I'm finna do, I'm finna go to request line because I got my special guest that's out there. I got my girl V-Dub riding with me. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, it is what it is. So I just want you to ride with me, vibe with me. Let me know what's up and what's happening, man. Let's see what's up. Let's see what's happening. Yo, call a Lapo DW. Your number is 5472. You're definitely in the queue on where they do that radio. Who we got checking in, man?
What's up, big homie? It's your boy, Pudalini, man.
What's up, Pudalini? Real talk. See, I got the name right. Y'all already know what it is. What's good with you, man?
Yeah, man, I'm over here chilling, man. I'm getting the ear full of that good old feel-good music, you dig?
I dig. Yo, you remember when that shit came out, man? Real talk. Hey, you tell what was your favorite hangout spot back in the day, man? Well, you know, were you doing the skating rink thing? Were you just kind of just wild and rock?
Look, I was just finna say, around that time, man, we was out gigging up at the skate rink, you know, trying to get up on the free list and put your friends on the free list, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what, yeah, we were, you know, skating around some girl with them big butts.
You know, but that was the day. That was the move. That was the move. That was the move. It was like, you know, it just when you think about, when you think back during that time, man, it was like, yo, when you look at hip-hop and just the movement, you know, just like my girl B-Dub said, man, yo, classic right there because, yo, man, yeah, we don't have female artists that's doing it like that no more, man.
I wouldn't say we wouldn't have them just doing it. I would just say that, the media and the promoters, they more pushing toward the sex selling, you know, selling the sex part instead of just sitting down and really listening to what these women are talking about. But there's a couple of women out here that I be hearing, man, and, well, if they get on,
it's
some of these dudes
going to
be in trouble.
Oh, I already know. Now, we got, now, you know, I'll retract the statement. We do got some females that go real hard in the paint. You know what I'm saying? Like my girl, Miss Rare Breed, you know what I'm saying? Definitely. You know, we got a lot of them that definitely go hard in the paint. It's just, though, it's a difference. Just like you just said, it's just a difference in terms of how it's being marketed, promoted, right, the whole 9 yards. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. Yo, VW still there, man. Yeah, I know you definitely got something you want to say on that, man. For real.
Man, they ain't doing it like that. They ain't going to never do it like that no more.
They ain't got it like that no more.
They ain't going to do it like that no more.
Oh,
I don't
man,
think
man,
that
I'm...
breed is there anymore. You know what I'm saying? That's like
right,
the last
right,
of a dying breed. Think about who was on that track.
Right.
Yo.
Exactly. I'm not saying
you
it can't
look
be done differently and better because
I'm
going to end my team
exactly
and left
you,
out of here.
I feel
here
exactly what you're saying.
That ladies'
exactly
night, that was
saying
stupid in 97, 98, so that was stupid. But it's gonna take for a different breed of females to come out.
True.
You know what I'm saying? And not be
right,
a prototype and not be on the
right,
bandwagon.
Right.
And
there
you go. 11, it's hard to find that. You know what I'm saying? So...
So it that's true, man. It's hard.
It's going to
talk about on that track, we had females on that track that were mentored by Ice Cube and N.W.A. and them. You know what I'm saying? It's just a different era.
Different.
That's what I mean.
It was a whole different mentality too, because like you said,
yeah,
like that whole era right there, it was more of a movement. Like everybody really was sticking together and were pushing. You know, we just
right,
really got.
Exactly.
I hear really was starting to get it real controversial.
And now
everybody
the world
has
got used being a
one-woman so like
show.
You know what I'm saying? So we really a serious business and not just no fad. And then,
a piece of tail. We just not a piece of tail. We lyricists. That's what that
right,
type of music was.
There you go. That's real, man. I mean, I'm telling you, man. You know what I'm saying? It just goes to show that, man, we still got it in us to definitely take it there on a whole nother level. It just goes to show you, you know, this is how
far.
Yeah,
but it's
going to
take for, what is it called, J-Dog, that A&R, that artist rep. It's going to take for those type of industry people to come back and and mold their artists.
That's right.
That's right.
All those people had mentors. They had, you know, they had people spend fire that they was associated with meeting at the studio. Now, I mean, they, chicks going to the studio, the first thing niggas trying to do is just get you molded. I mean, what's up with the
Yeah, you right about that too, though.
We're going to keep it real. I'm a real person. Y'all know me. I'm right here in the A. It's easy to find me. Man,
right.
It's different now, point blank. And I wasn't born in the 90s.
Exactly. So it's like real talk. It just lets you know, man. Yo, you man, that's what it has
I'm
to happen.
I'm an 80s Grady baby.
Okay, not the Grady baby. I'll say it.
Got to work for them 80s babies, man. I ain't no Grady baby. I'm an 80s baby.
I'm an 80s Grady baby. So,
80s Grady, a double threat. I hear you, man. I'll
say
you. That was
double threat. Look, you got to let her. Look, she might get you.
That's real, though, but you know.
And a lover of hip hop, real hip hop.
Exactly, you know what I'm saying. Hip hop is definitely it has grown to a point where I can keep telling you, man. It's not just music; it's a cultural thing, man. It's culture.
Yeah. Exactly.
This genre has an entire culture and a history. If you just look back on it, you really get a chance to really vibe with it and ride with it, man. You know what I'm saying? Just like this joint here, you know, like my man, like this joint here. All I want is money, man. You know, when I first heard this joint, I was like, okay, all right, I'm hearing a little something here. I'm really vibing with this thing, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I ain't partial. You know what I'm saying? I love great music. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if you're from the A, you're from NYC, Philly. You know, it doesn't matter where you at. Long, if you're doing real music, you're doing good music, you got my attention. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But definitely, it's just it's certain things that, you know, I see a lot of the artists on what they do to that radio do versus what I hear outside the box, and I'm more partial to the artists that come here, because here they really have a lot to me, you know, and to a lot of my staff. They have a true passion for the craft, and you know what I'm saying? And you can tell, you know, they've been listening to some hip-hop before they got into this thing. They got their ears and their eyes on certain things, and that carries over into their music, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm talking about. It's just definitely just understanding and knowing, in order for you to get to the next level, you got to also know where you came from. You got to also be able to incorporate that, you know, into the whole drive. So, like with this track here, All I Want Is Money, with, you know, it's definitely that we're getting ready to drop on them. You know, so what was the major influence that you listened to coming up, you know, before you jumped into the game?
My major influence I listened to, of course, me being, you know, from Louisiana, I'm close to Texas. I grew up on Ghetto Boys, you know, Run-DMC. Then we got to the Master P's, and, you know, I started getting influenced by Bone and Trick Daddy when he was Trick Daddy Dollars. You know, just, I really was everywhere with it. I had West Coast influences, Ice Cube, of course, Brother Lynch, Hon, just really, really whatever sounded good, I was on.
There you go. You had an eye and ear to the street, and that's what it takes. See, a true artist is always a true fan, and that's just real talk, you know. And that's, you know, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later tonight. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. So like I said before, we're going to hit you with some music you done heard before, some shit you ain't never heard before. But right up right now, what we're getting ready to do, I'm going to hit you with my man Pudolini to join this call. All I Want Is Money. Real talk. All I want is that money. Real talk. Moolah, dinero. You know, pesos, that is. Real talk. You know what it is. Y'all know what it is. Y'all locked in live to Where They Do That at Radio. Yo.
Can't make you happy to get you out of jail. I don't know about you, but when I got it, I'm happy. Hey, yeah, you can have them moving hoes. I know they choose to grow, but I'm in it for the dough. Rub it out, die for it, steal for it, hold for it, some people sell it, so I'm thinking these dumbers just take it.
Friends, these hoes, and these hoes, they stood no coming when they ran out of money. It's funny, they live, they close. Money don't let that bother me. I just keep my green eyes in the top. Homie, don't take me for a trick, cause I say like this, bitch, I ain't got it. Homie, don't take me for a joke, for this bullshit, I don't eat it. That's type of me, we can rap the hoes, this good, I don't eat it. All this shit in my blue, so I came up with a little quick.
What's that?
Majors come make a contribution to my market and to my discount. Let's say it's time about a cool meal on the real. I don't know if I take a deal. Some of y'all don't think I'm for real. Other things get up, man, deal. All I want is money. Can't make you happy to get you out of jail. I don't know about you, but when I got it, I'm happy to get there. And yeah, you can have it on Groove It Old. I know they choose it pro, but I'm in it for the show. Seem to be a real new and I got it. Hell, I'd rather be caught with it. Cause a nigga can't burn, I'm dead without it. If I make money, I'm bout to buy it. We fall off, man, I hide it. Dive my car to the end, and then the road to retrace myself, and we'll ride it. What's so good about that? Man, I'm gonna have me a big check with my name. We keep them chains in the pants of rains. Look, man, all I want is change. Feels very dope, boy. Put me in the kitchen, I'll make bread. I'm feeling like that's the show, boy. I won't let this shit get to my head. Thank you, money, accumulate these dollars. When you wear it all of it, I'll start to make it sick, make it sick. I'm gonna track this I made. This is so right there, and I ain't finna take it. Take it, this is Saturday, my girl gave. And I made him a promise, I ain't finna break it. He asked me why I'm missing. Answers to big questions, me. All I want is money. Can't make you happy to get you out of jail. I don't know about you, but when I got it, I'm happy as hell. And yeah, you can add on group it old. I know they choosing pro, but I'm in it for the dough. Nigga, get it on in the bar stop. Give a $1 million cut at the place. Chop the Harvard line and kind of make it snap. I'ma go get up for show, niggas. They ready to show you hustlers and flow niggas. Some slow niggas, we seen roll them over low. You see them, a nigga, go get it. That paper, man, fuck them, man. Go straight to the city with it. If that's where you want your paper, what you gonna do with that wallet, that spiller, that scratch, them main green back. Double up with a motherfucker, take a dollar. Double up one time, they got them racks. All that shit, that my blue, so I came up with a little twist. Majors come make a contribution to my market and to my deal. Let's say time about a cool meal. On the real, I don't know if I take a deal. Some of y'all don't think I'm for real. Only thing that I'm saying is,
yo, that's my man Pudelini. He said all you want is that. Man, all you want is that money. Real talk. Real talk, that's what's up, that's what's happening. This is where they do to that radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. And real talk, it is what it is. We got a real good show tonight, man. Like I say, man, remember where you came from. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of great music up in this thing. We got a lot of great MCs. A lot of folks is definitely vibing with the culture with things, y'all. I want to send my shout out to DJ Zoo Man, holding it down with Glance Radio. Real talk, it is what it is. This is how we're going to do it, man. We're going to hold it down like four flat tires. We're going to definitely let them know what's up, what's happening, because on where they do that radio is all about the urban experience, and it's all about these G's definitely laying it down, doing what they do, you know what I'm saying? I got some more music I'm going to drop in the queue. I'm going to let everybody do what they do. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, get in where you fit in. Let everybody know. Tell a friend. Now, matter of fact, I'm going to run this joint, you know, because I actually promised these youngsters that I would run it. I was really vibing on your V-Dub. Check this out. Yo, this is from a young group. I think they called Jubie Kids. And they sent this in to us, you know, because the radio station is called Where They Do That At Radio. They wrote a song called Where They Do That At. Real talk. Check it out. Yo, when I heard it, I was like, yo, that's what's up. That's what's happening. I'm feeling it. So real talk, yo, if y'all out there, you know what I'm saying, definitely let me know what's up, what's happening. This is the urban experience like never before, and we are definitely taking you on the ride, on the wild side. Holla at your boy.
Oh.
they really want to be, they be like, but they can't wait for me to fall like so they can take my place. They be like, they be like, yes, sir, that's not. I'm a little kid ahead of my time. Just watch me do the thing. A-N-D-I-N-S. Me and my girl in the play. Play. Do the shows that the big boys do it. This ain't the music. I am the movie. Coming through like a million man mark. I'm bigger than the dude got a million man's heart. Stay fired in a million air heart. CEO flow, I mean niggas in charge. I got it made, discussion is perfect. You can't be me, we are due for earth. Stay fly, you can't be me. Heads on the head of who they really wanna be. They be like, they be like, they hate, but they ain't wait for me to fall like so they can take my place. They be like, they be like, stop trying to do what I do it like me, to give to you. I see the imitator, hey, hey, high headed, five, four, three, two, one, by headed. What you wait for? I go get mine. I don't waste time, I make some. Make money, save money, got a great mind. And my future's bright, got a future life. Easy, weezy, gay, yay, easy. I'm a superstar. Please believe, shorty, I'm gonna shine with the rest of us. Name in the lights with the best of us. That's right, they start, you can't be me. Head is on the head of who they really wanna be. They be like, they be like, they hate, but they can't wait for me to fall off so they can take my place. They be like, they be like,
yo, real talk. Yo, we doing it right here. Real talk. That's some Juvie Kids. Real talk. This is where they do to that radio. The next joint is called Do Something, featuring my man Legion the Legend, CO the Vet, and my man H-Kid. Real talk. Peace to the game, y'all.
Struggle from staff to Kansas City. This is how we rockin', but the over if they need to be a leader, not a follower. Let's get it. Be a leader, my nigga. Don't try to follow us. It's a lot of niggas losing their pride. Better swallow up. It's a lot of bandwagon trying to stay fly with us. Taking care of our kids like father got you proud of us. Sometimes I think about the time way before now. The way already prepared for when it goes down. What goes around comes around. That's karma, ain't it? Retaliation is a must that made karma famous. Thank you. See you in a bit.
On the low, bro, I was so broke. Fell to my last red cent. Had to do something. My child support was goofy. I lost my job. Boy, got fired. Went to the street and got hired. Trapping all night. I was so tired. Then I woke up from the nightmare. Now I was kidding. What you thinking that I'm not? Are you sleeping on me? She knew what I was thinking before I hit the pillow, homie. Said it was hot. And she blew me. This woman is trying to cool me. Opposites attract. It's true because I think that she knows me. But I may not know her. It must be my persona. She looks so good and I'm getting because I want her. She's gripping for a ship. I'm making moves on the beat. I make a groove. Cries with my ambition. She vibe and her two pop back. So just this 96, you still haven't found him. But picture me rolling. Lord knows I hit him up until the end of time. Me against the world. Only God can judge me. Life goes on. Hail Mary Lynn's got my baby. Hey, mama, keep your head up when thugs cry on my block. I wonder if heaven has a ghetto. So many tears trapped, the feeling's fundamental and never change it. Just a different day, same.
Yo,
watch me. It just
do it.
Yeah. 2011. Open your eyes. I'm on it. I'm on it. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pain. I'm on it. It's the I'm on it. It's time to spread the word. They don't want to hear it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pain.
Praise all these niggas garbage. They rap is getting ballers. The game day, just a bunch of fags playing artists. Excuse me, it's heartless. The radio's a rap, and these DJs spinning tracks just to satisfy the market. It's time to let the truth out. Blind to who's true power. Until you bust a move, but when it's time to pull them tools out, ride until the fuse out. The hours on the hoop route. Had days of my life, a lot of niggas never knew about. The guards and the flashlight. I know I ain't been acting right, but my only sin is hunger. Give me for my appetite. Every floor they stopping on, I'm elevating past they slice. So let them hate today. They'll kiss my hands tonight. Right.
Right, I'm on it. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pain. I'm on my pick and chain. Right, I'm on it. It's time to spread the word. They don't want to hear it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pain. Time to set it straight.
Success. To the best revenge, expressions on the faces of those who chose not to invest in them. You be fucking priceless. But what about the pretend friends who mysteriously reappear once they hear that you make an end? You know the funny stuff, funny ass niggas. Nothing on my mind but money and cash, nigga. Now, some of y'all probably like the show. Ain't that the same thing? See, that's why you're not a contender, but in this champagne world. Yeah. More balls than a night team. Nah, life hard, so we like green. Now, my team sucker free, but we don't like it.
Right.
We ain't trying to catch a case and take that flight, man. To get it right, man. Come on.
I'm on it. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them take the pain. I'm on my pick and chain.
Try not to believe the lies. It's time to open up our eyes.
never. I am way too clever. Live life like it's no tomorrow. My focus is getting much clearer. I'm tired of stress, now I get better. I pay homage, yeah, to the man above. Remember, nothing is promised. Seems like we lost our image. Fighting and killing. It's time for a new beginning. You should be trapped in the system. Was there, but now I am living.
I'm living right, I'm running. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make it clear. I'm on my way to
yo.
I'm on it. It's time to spread the word. They don't want to hear it. Let them make the pain. Time to set it straight.
Real talk.
Right, I'm on it. It's time to speak the truth. Tell them all about it. Yeah, it's time to elevate. Let them make the pain. I'm on it.
Yo, this is where they do that at Radio. We're featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. They going in, they going ham. NYMI featuring my man P. West, Real Talk, doing the thing on where they do that at Radio. This is the urban experience like never before. But we're featuring these local artists that are definitely taking it to the globe. They won't know. Real Talk, you know, we're finna see what's up. We're finna see what's happening. You know, so I got my girl B Dub out here. I got, yo, let's see what's, oh, snap. Let's see who we, oh, I've been waiting on this phone call. Real Talk, 6141. 6141. You're definitely in the building on where they do that at, Radio. Who we got checking in, man?
What's good? It's the one I'm with, Miss Red Breed.
What's up, Miss Rebri? What's good with you?
No, I'm gonna go to sleep in a minute.
I'm gonna go to sleep in a minute. Good grief!
I'm in the bed.
You're in the bed. I hear you, oh, man.
Oh, in my drawer. In the bed. Yes.
I hear you. That was up. Real talk. It is what it is. You know.
Really,
hey, we just talking about. I hear you. You know, say, well, before you take it to La La Land, you know what I'm saying? You remember the joints back in the day, like, what was it? Ghost Town DJ, you know, say, Shorty Swing My Way. You know what I'm saying? Yo, back when you were doing what you. Yeah.
That's a skating ring for.
There you go. So you was hanging around at the skating ring, or you was just kind of. What you was doing during that time when that song was out?
Well, I'm not that old, Jay.
Okay.
But this was like skating ring time. You know.
Okay, skate. So you was at the skating ring. I feel
well, that's
I was
when
up,
I was
you know.
At, you know, we used to go to Dare. Like, we had Dare on Wednesdays, and we would go to the skating rink for Dare, which is, y'all remember what Dare was, drugs against somebody, rich people in the SEC or something. I don't know.
Okay. You were just in the program just to go skating. I feel you. I was your program.
Yeah.
see, this is what happens to our youth parents. See, they don't be caring about them programs they be in. They just go because everybody else is going.
Well, shoot. Yeah, it was either their program or a choir rehearsal. I go to
Dare. So it was like, okay, choir rehearsal or Dare.
Church
or
Dare.
Okay, I hear you. You ain't nothing wrong with Dare, I don't think.
I had so much fun skating. Yes.
I hear you. I was going to say something. You know, if you were there, so Dare was basically taking the kids out to the skating rink as a treat, or was it something you guys were supposed to be doing in the name of Dare while you was out there skating?
I don't know why we went. We just went skating on Wednesday nights.
Yeah. See, I tell my youngest this all the time. I say, see, you don't listen to what the people be telling you when you come to me and like, Daddy, I need to do this. Daddy, I'm not like, what are you going for? I don't know. You don't know. Just drop everything because you don't know. But I feel you. It is what it is. And, you know, it is what it is. But back then, my point is, back then, you know, it just for some reason, he was talking about, you know, the female artists, like we played the classic, you know, the Brandy joint that had MC Light, you know what I'm saying, had the girl Yo-Yo on there, had Queen Latifah on there, you know what I'm saying? It was just, during that time, you know what I'm saying, it was just a certain level of movement in hip-hop, especially when it came to the female artists, you know what I'm saying? It's a little different now. You know, it's a little different. So, you know, being a female artist in the game, you know what I'm saying, what do you feel about all that?
I like it because it's like, it's a women empowerment. It's kind of like they're, it's kind of like they're trying to wake us up. Because right now, I mean, the only female artist that's out is Nicki Minaj. I mean, as far as hip-hop artist that's out, like rapper, so to speak, is Nicki Minaj. I don't know no other artist that's out doing something. I mean, it's some out there, but they're not doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? They're not doing anything on a major scale where people can actually see them. You know what I'm saying? You know, Trina has her her little program, but I only hear about that in Florida. You know, she does a little thing with the little, I think it's a little camp with the little young girls. She does.
Yeah.
I want to say it's called Diamonds or something like that. I'm not sure. But
I remember
him. That's her program.
I remember him.
But
matter of fact,
I think artist is doing anything.
I feel you, you know. So maybe, you know, it's time for a rebirth, man. You know, maybe it's time for us to just really kind of
time for us to just band together and come out as a unit. You know what I'm saying? I know Rashida was trying to come back out. Diamond from Crime I was trying to come back out. Shauna is trying to do something, but her, you know how Shauna is. Shauna. DeBrat getting ready to come back out. You know, Miss Red Breed is getting ready to come out.
Okay.
You know, things are, you know, it's coming. I don't think we're moving fast enough, but it's coming.
Exactly. It's coming. You know what I'm saying? You know, you can't.
We don't have the opposition like Queen Latifah had and MC Light and Mia X. We don't have that opposition that they had. It's kind of easier for us, you know, now. But you got to be coming. You got to be really coming. For a female who does like lyricism, it's harder, I would say. But for a female who's talking about her ass and her booty cheeks and, you know, what's in between her legs, it's not that hard because people are going to respond to that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, my girl B-Dub and my man Pudolini just said the exact same thing. You know, it's a way they're marketing. It's just, but, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is, you know. But, you know, we just want everybody to understand and know that hip-hop is going somewhere. You know what I'm saying? It ain't leaving. It ain't going nowhere no time soon. But, you know, we just got to understand and know where it's going. And what are we going to do to make sure it goes in the right direction? You know, that's the point, you know. We'll make sure it goes in the right direction. You know, because I remember them joints, man. And it's like, it just, to me, when I hear that music, man, it takes me back to a time in hip-hop where it was like, okay, this is what's up. And it was like, you heard the song, you vibe with it, you roll with it, and it was like it talked to you on a lot of different levels. You know what I'm saying? And so that's what's up. You know, hip hop now is not just music. Yeah, it's a culture. It's a culture, and you definitely got to ride with it. But yo, I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying, I had to hit you that before you definitely, you know, since you are already getting ready to lay down. Lord, man, you must have had a rough day today.
Was it? Somebody made me mad.
Oh,
it was actually one of the directors of education, because number one, Sophia Tompkins is Sophia Tompkins, and Ms. Red Breed is Ms. Red Breed. There's a difference.
Uh-huh.
I don't mix the two. But so being that I'm in the business class, you know what I'm saying? Because she added us on Facebook, so she's connected to my Sophia Tompkins page. You know what I'm saying? I only let people that I know personally on that page. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And she wrote me on Facebook. Now, if you had a problem with, my thing is, if you have a problem with who I am, have a solution. If you have a problem, have a solution that I can agree with. You know what I'm saying? But she was saying, you know, I read some of your postings, and is this becoming of a business student? And it kind of pissed me off because I have a bad temper. I really do have a bad temper, and it took everything within my power for me not to say something to this woman. And she was like, well, you know, you promote abstinence and safe sex. You're right, I do. And your name is Miss Red Breed, the virgin sex symbol. I said, I want to ask her, did you look up the meaning? Did you look up the meaning?
Mm-hmm.
Because you know who I am. You know what I represent. Why are you coming at me? If you have a problem with me, why don't you have a solution? She couldn't give me an answer to anything. You know what I'm saying? You telling me to take my pictures down. You know what I'm saying? Don't post the things that you post. Number one, you shouldn't be on Miss Red Breed page. You should be on Sophia Tompkins page. Why are you on Miss Red Breed page? They ain't got jack to do with you.
Wow. So it kind of sounds like to me. I mean, I'm just a little fly on the wall on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, you know, for what you couldn't say, this is what you should have said. You know, you should have said this right
here. You
here.
Can kiss my natural black ass.
That was just
I mean, what we said, I have to respect it. You know what I'm saying?
We said, but I mean, I'm just saying, to me, it sounds like, I don't know, man. I'm going to get V-Dub on here, man. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm missing something. Yeah, I was trying to listen and hear everything. V-Dub, are you there, V-Dub?
You should have directed that bitch to the fan site. Damn. She is a fan, an irate one. That's fan. That's true. Why are you on Miss Rare Breeze page? I mean, did somebody tweet you and tell you to follow? I mean, really?
No, this
That's
is her. On Facebook. She's not.
You need
she
to question her professionalism. That's what I do.
Okay.
I don't promote
her
okay.
professionalism now. In Atlanta. To the
like,
office of the school. Call. Like, do we got a Facebook stalker on the staff or what?
That's kind of weird.
Yo,
thank you.
Real
at least I feel like, okay, at least I'm not the only one. You know what I'm saying? That felt like this. It just kind of made the man for me.
Oh, this
I'm like,
follow. Did you sign
I'm
up
like,
for a role model class?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, I am a role model. She's like, well, you know.
I'm saying that is she teaching a role model class?
No, she's a director.
Right.
Exactly. She ain't teaching. So
out of line is she's out of line. That's it. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can come up with a bunch of fancy metaphors for her being out of line, but
you
that's
can kiss my natural black ass.
Exactly.
That's what you should have said. Just, you
naturally
know,
brown in my case.
Yo.
I'm brown. I am brown. Thank you, Rita. Brown. It's just
wild,
because, like, I deal with this all the time. I'm like, well, if you would take the time out and read instead of just looking at my pictures and coming to your own conclusion of just a little buzz and seeing the things I have done, then maybe you understand. And stop jumping. Stop. I hate when people assume shit. I really do. And if you don't, like, my thing is if you don't have a solution, shut the fuck up. That's really
okay.
what I want.
I want, you know. But it's all good. You said it. Hey, I'm pretty sure. You know what I'm saying? Watch it. See, y'all done got that woman fired. See, they're going to be having her in the staff meeting tomorrow. Real talk. Oh, wait a minute.
I have to write a letter about that.
Okay, man.
That's like out of line. That's like you digging up. You know what I'm saying? Are you an investigator?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm just like.
Kind of weird.
But, you know. Got to watch that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna leave that alone.
Her argument will be that, you know, in corporate, you know, sometimes they do go on your personal, you know, Facebook pages and social networks and stuff like that. You can get fired.
That's your personality. That's not you personally.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. Like, Miss Lebrie has nothing to do with Sophia Tompkins at all. Nothing.
Okay.
So Miss Fox 5 would be having her job questioned. The next morning.
Exactly.
That's like some type of discrimination or something. Like, what? That's just she out of line.
Yeah.
Even say anything. Y'all cool like that to where she can approach you on off the subject topics?
See, I don't know. I just think it's just some hate in the blood. I really do. You know, I'm always have that. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? My mom went through the same thing where she had something to say until I actually explained to her what I was doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, if you're not going to have an open
mind. What's cool about continuously going on having to explain yourself?
Exactly.
That's good. Got to occur.
I'm not going to explain myself to you, lady. You don't write my check. You ain't wrote Jack. You ain't paid my tuition.
There you go.
Yeah.
Exactly. There you go. That was exactly. Now, when you start cutting the check, I might listen to what you say.
Okay.
Here you start the check. Pretty much, that shit ain't even going in the left ear. It ain't coming out the right ear. I'm looking at you like, are you done? Okay, cool.
I really looked at her like, and I know it was all over my face because all my emotions show up on my face. I was really looking at her because she walked up to me. She's like, did you get my message on Facebook? I said, oh, yeah, I got it. She's like, well, you know, you didn't respond. I said, I was trying to figure out what I was going to say to you.
You should have told her, you no response. It would have been a dead subject if she would have been talking to me, J-Dawg. You know me. Kind of taking it personal because I feel like she's offended one of our listeners, one of our participants.
Okay.
Who think she is, y'all?
some calls, J-Dog. See what they think on the line.
Let me get some calls.
We can start a petition. Please don't call
the school asking for the director of education. Please don't. let me
get some callers right quick. Real talk on where they do their
video.
Wow. This is, but you know, hey, some people, man, they just
I don't like stuff like that. Cause it's not relevant. Like you two, you ain't got nothing to do. You ain't got no papers to check.
yo,
or whatever she do. Battle the inner or something. I don't know.
Let me take a call right quick, cause y'all. Oh my God, yo, real talk. Let me see what's up.
Don't get in trouble, J-Dog.
I already know. I'm just saying. I didn't mean to start it. I just asked the question, man. Let me see if I can get them all right quick. Let's see. Yo, caller, last four digits of the number is 0087.
Yo, brother Jay.
What's up, man?
That answers the question right there, man. About the music from early, like the 90s and all that, that answers the question. Because the internet
makes
everything crazy like that. I don't remember none of that stuff happening to me, man. So.
What happened? I missed something.
Oh, with her teacher.
It's not my instructor.
It's director, y'all. This is somebody that is not in direct contact with her that's not enough basis for her to be forming or researching. That's a problem. She ain't got enough to do. It's somebody financial aid that's and she on Rare Breed Facebook.
that's the first
taxpayer money.
It's not my teacher. My teacher understands my concept. My actual teacher, he understands my concept.
Oh,
she's just a peon who had nothing to do.
This lady was over my department. Now she just got a promotion. She's a director of education.
They done promoted this on our tax money now.
Okay.
I got a problem with this, y'all. I'm serious.
That's real, though. It's like, you know, it's just like you being on your job, you minding your own business, your boss come up to you and be like, yo, man, I seen, you know, your Facebook page, and I don't think that's appropriate. Like,
and your boss, that's different. We talk about the head department of education. You ain't, wait, that's, you know what? What's their job description?
Okay.
Is that public? Where you can pull up their job descriptions, and we need to write a letter versus that saying what she was really doing.
I don't think.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, you still on?
Still on. ACL, what's up?
Oh, all right. Y'all lost me. That's crazy because she is on Facebook while she's at work. So.
That's what I'm saying. And being approaching this girl in the hallway. Did you get my message on Facebook?
that's so funny.
y'all
don't see nothing wrong with this? That shit is crazy. It's just like, I'm just saying,
crazy.
I'm like, real talk, man. You supposed to be on the fan page, first of all. Second of all, it ain't that serious. If you don't like what the fuck I got on, Nate, don't go no more. You know that shit ain't for you.
Why are you going anyway at work? Department of Education. I'm supposed to say Education. That's crazy. That's beyond.
You know, see, that's what happened when you have too much free time. She just like that man Wiener that was out there doing all that bullshit. You know, maybe she was on there doing something she had no business. And she was like, I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just trying to make it make sense. But the more I try, the worse it gets. So
I think she was thinking along the lines of a corporate. I'm like, look, the entertainment industry will never be corporate. Never.
Nope.
There's a line.
No.
Because number one is marketing.
Yeah.
Number one is marketing. Did you sell me a pipe dream when I came to this school? You know what I'm saying?
Is it a music school?
No, they don't have, no, it's not a music school. They only have four programs. I'm trying to get a music program in there, but.
Okay, so really she just so off topic still then. I'm trying to see where is the connection to why she would be on your entertainment personality's Facebook, prowling. I still don't understand how the bridge connects.
I don't know either.
That's weird.
Hey, BW, you sipping something over there?
Huh?
Are you sipping something over there?
I'm really serious about this this women, this hip hop, this stuff that's going on in these schools, how people are
really
mixing.
Yeah.
I'm serious about it. That's all for real. I'm serious. Like this community stuff, I'm really in the community, like, and I don't like all that, and I'm really the type. Man, we'll get a committee together.
It'll be some shit now. I'm trying to tell
y'all. I gotta stop,
man.
For real.
That's
so irrelevant.
Be like, don't let Miss Reverie come out your mouth. We got you. Don't you even
thank you. Right. It's not. It doesn't relate. It doesn't apply. It doesn't matter. It's not even that you're supposed to be on. What's your real name, bro?
My name?
Yeah.
We can't be saying that.
Yeah, she's supposed to be on that page.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. Not on
the business. Not on her entertainment personality, judging her. You're supposed to be a female that she looks up to in the school, and you want some party.
What's her name?
She's a groupie.
That's what I'm saying. You want some groupie.
What's the teacher's name?
Unprofessional. That's all I'm saying, y'all.
Yeah, it was. And I'm like, I didn't even tell my teacher, but my teacher, like, knows. He knows when I'm pissed off. I don't know. Like, I have a bad temper. But it was like, it really ruined the rest of my day.
We need to do a concert at your school.
That's what I want to do. We need to, because maybe then she'll understand. She really
y'all tuned in like that.
I swear, I'll perform this voice to her just for that.
I'm serious.
Okay. Exactly. We got to go ahead and set that on fire.
Really show them how to spend them tax dollars.
Thank you.
Please do. You know what I'm saying? Y'all better do something. Speaking of tax dollars, man, yo.
Write me a proposal.
This is your tax dollars for that work. When your instructors and administrative folks are on your fan pages leaving comments, inappropriate content. You know what I'm saying?
She didn't even send it out
for all the fans out there. Because, you know, this I feel that what you should have said, and then you wouldn't have had a problem. Was you should have just told her what the business is. You know, you should have let the Miss Red Breed come on out, and then she would have really knew what the business was. But, you know, I understand you got to be professional and you got to.
Walked it on
you
her. I should have walked it. I walked away. That's what I did.
Oh, for real.
And to make it so bad. And to make it so bad when I stepped, because we have to just pretty business professional. And I had on, you know, any skirt I wear is going to come above my knees.
You should have walked it on her, girl.
I did. I walked right away. Sure did. I had to walk away.
Well, you can kiss my natural black ass.
Yo, she'd have just given it, killed it. Yo, y'all are wild. Real talk, I got to run a song right quick because y'all, man, oh, my God. All right,
gotta
now.
Do something.
Hey, we got to do something. Real talk, don't go to that school now. I mean, don't do no Calibi now. Don't go out there and do no, you know, don't do that.
Yeah, I'm over it now.
Hey, I'm going to be talking about that tomorrow. I got a meeting with this fashion designer, one of my homegirls. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. I ain't going to tell her your name and all that stuff, but I'm going to run the situation by. I know she's going to feel appalled.
My measurements are 34, 29, 43. So, you know.
Okay.
You can tell her that I need some pros. 34, 29,
43,
V-Dub.
Okay, that's what's up. Oh, I got to make an announcement about the Life and Style Showcase too, J-Dub.
Okay, definitely.
After you write
definitely.
Your song,
go ahead. Let me get it, boy. Y'all got the switchboard on fire. Bro, folks is like, yo, real talk, god damn, yo, I need to check my damn fan page.
It's
going to
be our highest rating show.
For real, because they like, yo, I'm nervous as a motherfucker. I need to check my page. You know, you can't block motherfucking Facebook, I think. I don't know. I got to check on that shit.
They probably talking about it on Twitter. I'm going to look on Twitter right quick.
Okay, real talk, man. Like I said before, man, y'all got to understand and know, you know, just like I said before, you never know watching, you never know who's listening. So, you know, and if they don't like what they see, well, you know, they'll get over it. They'll live. They'll be all right. But in the meantime, in between time, this is what I'm going to do right here. Because, see, I got some shit to say. Real talk. Matter of fact, this is what we got to do. We got to take words from my man, No Fear. The joint is called No Fear. Not No Fear. See, Forever Hustling. We got to always stay on our hustle, on our grind, and do what we got to do. This is where they do that at Radio.
You play XXO, see the way they changing faces. Sacrifice the time we spend in different spaces. Looking hard up in that studio to earn some placements, so with some ball. Fill the air up in the stall, pushing out my daily life. Look who's talking. I don't mind them hating because I feel as if they solved it. Guess I'm just a pet to throwing hate up in the offering. I grind like 24/7 beats a day I go. Water in the papers, I'm an artist for a band's dope. All around the states and cities, towns, watching the show. Just to rock with that, my kids and brothers, when I'm hitting home.
It's an idea, let's take on the world with no fear. Boy, I got you, ever hustling. You never ever take me for granted. Let's keep on building again and more. Boy, I got you.
You got me, I got you. Check it. I'm back in the jack, my black off of the bag. I'm chasing paper. Ain't gonna stop until I build me a skyscraper. Staring out the window, waving at the damn haters. Definition of a four star moneymaker. Things are better now, we taking trips to Jamaica. Me and Shorty about to top of the stuff to Buckle Acres. From a home with suicide, something you can savor. I find a bad head to the beach and read the paper. Break fast, but from the best of the best waiters. Can't believe it's how my life is. Teach me later. We have it all, we gonna fall. Paper. We on the rise, lacking the prize, some limitations. I'm only half the man that I am without you. You hold me down, gave me your love, and stay true. To everything that I pertain to, quest to you. I ain't John, but what would I be without you?
No matter what it takes, I'm right here. Let's take on the world with no fear. Boy, I got you. Forever hustling.
That's my man, No Fear. Yo, we ain't done yet. We ain't done yet. We just get started, y'all. Real talk. This is where they do to that radio, man. Ride with me for a sec.
ST in the city here. Had the machine count this one up for me. I'm at the club with this. Yeah. Bounce.
Yeah, I got a $100 bill.
Fire and I'm iced out and freeze. I'm just looking for my honey like a swarm of bees. I ain't talking burger when I say I'm stacking cheese. Tell the DJ, bring it back. 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 And your girl all on me like Texas, please. Asking what's the recipe, I tell them I'm just being me. When I leave the stage, what they saying, who is he? You don't know who that is, what it's SB. Hit up Clearwater Beach, riding on the jet skis. White shirt, Nikes, with my keys. Boy, you can't match these facts, is your lacking swag. They thought I was slacking, but I was packing. I'm just trying to do that right thing. Get a couple girls that do that all night thing. Yeah, but it's only your one night thing. So get it in, get it out, make it exciting. SB, yeah, I'm super fresh. Get more checks to leave you more vexed. Yeah, tell the DJ, bring it back. I hop up on the track, got a sprung like crack. Tell the DJ, bring it back.
Real talk. You already know what it is. We definitely finna bring that shit back. This is where they do that radio featuring these local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. Real talk is going down. It's going down, man. It's doing what it do. Real talk, you know, we got a lot of folks definitely doing what they do, riding with this thing, vibing with this thing. You know what I'm saying? All way they do to that radio, it's all about the early experience. I'm going to take you a ride on the airplane right quick. Come back with more exclusive joints. Come back with some more of the fans. Yo, I got some shit I'm going to drop on you, man. So don't go no way. Don't go no way. You go real talk. Do not go nowhere. Hold on, you know what I'm saying? I almost forgot. Let me get my girl V-Dub on here so we can definitely make the announcement, because I got a lot of folks that you're trying to get in before this feed goes into extended overdrive, but I definitely got to bring her because she got a major announcement she's going to be making. Real talk, let me get her on the line right quick. Hold on, bear with me. You know what it is. Y'all know how we do it. We know how we do it when we do that radio. Real talk, the number 3-0-3-1-8. All you got to do is press 1 on the dial so we can definitely get in where we fit in. Real talk is all about the urban experience. It's all about these G's doing what they do. Like I told you, man, y'all got to call in early. Y'all got to call in early to get in, man. But in the meantime, while I'm letting them do that, let me see what's up. Let me see what's happening. Y'all see what's happening. This is what I'm going to do. I got to let it run. I'm going to bring it on right after. Right after this track, we're going to bring that shit back. Real talk on where they do that radio is all about the urban experience. See, that's what happens when you got all these folks calling your line, doing what you do. But I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. It is what it is. So this is how we're going to do it.
Give me a ticket for an airplane.
Yeah.
Ain't got time to check the airplane.
Like I ain't the rapper who mastered all flows, and the reason your girlfriend are rocking up Jordan foes. I'm a capital G and she trying to stick to my code, hoping I open the velvet rope and she get chose. Invitation to smoke on some of the best. Only you out the window get thrown. One man gang, rocking my 10 deep, watching Sanford, that's a toothbrush cleaning my sneak. I think the batteries in my remote have been deceased, cause it's been stuck on the same channel for about a week. Refrigerator hurting, ain't much to eat, but it's okay, I'm about to go on tour anyway. I display caramel and chocolate, checkerboard, that's Louis Vuitton, cause you know the checkerboard to live. I won't return to all this, listen to dreaming, driving for a rent.
Give me a ticket for an airplane.
I do this
kids from AM to PM. Little youngies, when they see him, they wanna be him. And I can't help it, I was born on a plane. So when I'm on the runway, I suggest you clear the lane. Not a stain on me, but I got my chain on me. Got a little money, but I'm still the same, homie. Now every B, I can clearly see the face. Kiss you with your food, calling all your snakes. They try to tell me wake up, it's not what it seems. I'm still a little boy, dreaming in my dreams. Still got visions of me flying in my Lambo, high up in the sky, and I'll tell them where I land.
Get ready to get on an airplane. Ain't got time to take the fast train. My lonely days are gone, I'm going home. My lonely days are gone, I'm going home. Give me a ticket for an airplane. Ain't got time to take the fast train. My lonely days are gone, I'm going home. My lonely days are gone, I'm going home.
Look, I got Ohio on my shoulder like backpack. Now I can tell her how it is like passes. Team got it on lock, close practice. Two a day, and that makes perfect. No, no, no sleep. I'm always in a bad mood. Been so bad, like local news. And these rappers got champagne taste on the beer budget. Say they got money, but don't got nothing to show for it. I see market trends, and I think of audio. Yeah, the market's bad, stop for long term. And these ringtone rappers are short term. They career short lived, like miscarriage. And I'm
yo, real talk. Yo,
yo,
I'm here kicking it with the real fans, man. The real listeners. Got the ear to the streets, man. Key to the city. It's your boy Lee from the land. Hanging out where they do that at radio. J-Dog, B-Dog, Beanie Lee. How is your boy?
Trying to get into that.
tell your man he better treat you right. If not, you might as well say goodnight. Cause you know me, I'm a straight G. And you might fall in love with me. And I can show you all the big dreams that you wouldn't want to take you to sleep.
Y'all know what it is. Yo, VW, you still riding with me, man? Calling V-Dub. Calling V-Dub. Maybe she got me on hold. We gonna see. We gonna see what's up. We gonna keep it real all the way 100. Real talk on where they do to that radio. It is what it is. Now I'm finna crank up the other line right now. I want you to just ride with me, vibe with me, yo. The number's 570-533-0071. All you got to do is press it and mute the phone, and it's on like Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Flight Club. Yeah. Hey man, I see you, niggas. Mid-fly. Y'all, Red Breeze,
Johnny Giuliano,
Welcome to flight school, cushions and medicine. I'm a cool fly, check the wings on my letterman. Turbulence, too, we was built for it. I'm a fly boy, y'all gonna need silk for it. Heavy turbulence, shake like the thick. Around the world in one night like Christmas. High like the Rocky B, drops like a Rocky Street. Fly so properly, no one on top of me. Money, take flight is what I live by. 757 times to a nigga real high. Outside of this atmosphere, niggas cannot touch me. Bust out my lane, no, I watch this shit like Rusty. Trust me. It's over for these rap guys. They coming in, so it's over for these trap guys. Watching me direct like a math guy. I'm 6 feet, you a square nigga, shack size. Watch me when the clouds underneath me. I'm mountain high, boy, y'all with the knees. Welcome to flight school, Professor Matt speaking. We're trying to land again, you better bring a track. Welcome to flight school, cushions and medicine. I'm cool fly, check the wings on my letterman. Turbulence too, we was built for it. I'm a fly boy, y'all gonna need stilts for it. Roll like a bowling ball, shake like an animal.
Welcome to the Starbound Media and Entertainment Conference Center. That is not a valid passcode. Please re-enter your passcode now, followed by the pound sign. After the tone, please state your name, followed by the pound sign or hash key.
Goodbye.
You are the first caller. At any time, press star 4 for conference instructions.
Smooth nigga, no serve. Coming at your head first. Go bird. Give me anybody beat. I go berserk. You fly under the influence. I know you're
the caller has joined the conference. The caller has joined the conference.
Real talk, that was my girl, Miss Rev Reed, to join us called No Turbulence. Real talk, we're going to keep this shit all the way 100. We're going to keep it all the way down. Like, folks,
yeah.
You know what it is. You know how it goes down, man. We're going to definitely ride this thing and let everybody know what's up and what's happening. Yo, real talk, if you're enjoying what you hear, you ain't seen nothing yet. We definitely getting ready to take this thing to a whole nother level. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the vibe. This is where they do that at. Ray D. Oh, well, we're featuring the local artists that are spitting the flame to national artists that are changing the game. All you got to do, like I said before, man, just get in where you fit in. The number is 347-930-3180. Y'all, if you're definitely catching an extended hour, hit us up at 570-533-0071 so we can definitely do it like it's supposed to be done.
We'd like to welcome you all for coming out tonight. Jam with us. I don't like that club. Supposed to be going. Please get up for the band. They're working so hard for us. All them dudes that don't know how to say it. Don't say it for you, fuck with me. We were low faith team meeting in a strange city. We was a country girl and I lived in many cities. I was finding myself drinking beer and smoking jizzy. You were studying hard and had a job to keep you busy. I was so disrespectful how I ran around the city. Before when you would see me, you would say it was a pity. Drunk and chuckling hoes for 2 minutes, we just watched. I was in and out of dorms with different chickens nonstop. Associates are getting paid, a doctor is laying cot. I built a reputation to R. Kelly of the block. Then when I approached you, you were smiling, you were shocked. We was either on the phone, you was chilling at the spot. Young as a nigga was love, but the weather changes, cuz my feelings didn't change, I wanted strange, I wore gloves. I didn't understand it, you screaming, I'm like, buzz. That bitch, it meant nothing, no feelings, I just buzz. But that, I'm sorry, that's just some shit, and I'm sorry, that's my love. Them bitches had me gas, I was fast, and I know I was. Now we all grown, it's the past, it's over with. Hope you end up with somebody who gives you the world, sis. That shit, I put you through, like niggas, they ain't shit. Hope that you can move past it and find you some happiness. Get a husband, buy a crib, get a dog and have a kid. Don't be thinking about that shit that I did, I was a kid. Pain it brings wisdom, what on top of that, I'm sorry. I'm older and looking back, it's like an episode of Maury. I see you when I'm hoping that you're successful. Don't blame him for that shit that I did, I know it's stressful. I know I couldn't do it, had to put this to music. I know I'm fucking crying, all of my actions do it. I know I couldn't do it, had to put this to music. I know I'm fucking crying, all of my actions.
sorry's not enough. Look at how I treated you. Always kept you at a distance when I really needed you. It was a hard lesson, but I learned the devil. And started missing you the day that you walked out the door. I never blamed you, cause it was always me. You gave me all your love, I cheated on you constantly. A family was something that I strived for. Started as a friend, turned to someone I would die for. I know it wasn't right, I deserved the pain. Went from calm to chaos like a hurricane. My life was reckless, to say the least. I did you wrong and you forgave me when I ran the streets. And I regret the day you always made me lose it. Arguing like we don't know
what's going
on. What's going on?
No, join the conference.
I know. Listen, life's a lesson, you got me stressing cause I'm needing you. Show me true love, I do it the way I was so mean to you. I cannot proceed with this, I left your heart broke bleeding. This is something I need to get off my chest, please leave the key to this. I love when you love can take you deeper than I'm sorry for all the wrong and the bullshit that I put you in. This is coming from the heart and I mean every word I speak is true. I see them hating cause they don't see just what I see in you. I took their love for granted, my hope you understand and I never meant to cause you so much pain. That's why I fantasize about the love we had. It was a sight to see, a blessing in disguise, certainly. And for that, I'm sorry. Real talk. There's so much we can say. But God, the last one is home.
Bro.
We doing it, man. We want everybody to understand and know that your real shit, sometimes you got to say I'm sorry. Now, you know what I'm saying? On what they do to that radio, was a lot of stuff we've been definitely hitting the fans with over, man. I want to appreciate my man DJ Zoo, man, definitely holding it down. Glance Radio definitely in the building. Last FM definitely holding it down. AOL Radio, Last FM, CBS. I'm getting it right. Real talk, it is what it is. Appreciate everybody definitely holding it down, doing what they do. But we ain't done yet. We ain't done yet. Got something to say. Damn it, I got something to say. And real talk, like I said before, man, one thing you're going to understand and know, what we do on Where They Do That Radio, we do a lot of entertainment, but we also want to make sure that you get a chance to learn something. You know what I'm saying? Learn something about the culture. Learn something about where you're doing it at, what you're doing. You know, a lot of folks, I talk to folks all the time, they trying to figure out what it is they want to do. And I talked to a young man today, he was basically talking about, you know, his career in music, what he wants to do in life. And a lot of young folks still are kind of jumping from one foot to the other trying to figure this thing all out, man. You know what I'm saying? But at the same token, you know, hey, you got to stay motivated. You got to stay focused. You got to stay on task. You got to understand you're here with a purpose and a plan. And, you know, you got to stick to it. You got to figure out what that plan – you got to figure out your plan, excuse me. And then, you know, definitely stick to the script that's there. I'm going to drop a couple more joints on you. I'm going to get to the meat and potatoes of this extended hour. And in this extended hour, this is the real shit. You know what I'm saying? Yo, definitely for the real listeners, the real fans doing what they do. So you already know how it's going to go. You already know what you're going to hear. Well, you don't know what you're going to hear. You just know what to expect. And you only can expect the realness. Real talk on Where They Do That Radio. You can hit us up now in the extended hour at 570-533-0071. Please mute your phone until I put you on. When I put you on, then it's all good. Real talk, it is what it is, man. Matter of fact, I'm going to hit you with this joint here by my man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, definitely doing his thing. Yo, he's coming all the way out of Shreveport, Louisiana. Yo, he's definitely got his thing out here. Yo, he's going to be making a lot of waves. The joint's called Monkey Out the Cage. Yo, check this out. I'm going to come back. We're going to see what's up, see what's happening. Real talk, you know what it is, man. You know how it goes. Party for the bitch.
Yo, real talk, it is what it is. Man, this is how we're going to do it right here, man. Yo, hey, kids, if you out there, man, unmute your mic, man. Let me know you're out there, bro. Maybe I got it my thing. Maybe I don't. Real talk, this is what it's going to do. This is what I'm going to do. Yo, B-Dub, if you out there, unmute your mic. I got about 40 people out there, but I don't know who is who. But real talk, this is what we're going to do. Real talk, yo, I want you to definitely check this right here out, man. Like I said before, man, the realest of the real, what we've been doing, you know, on these last couple of nights is definitely keeping it all the way 100, letting everybody know what's up, what's happening. Check this out. This is the Urban Experience like never before, and this is some real, trio shit for your ass. Real talk.
What are you following? Mm-hmm. So we have a white man standing on big, gigantic Mother Earth who's knocking the tiny little white balls into black Mother Earth. Because it's honest that the only way that the white man can enter into the hereafter is to have the black woman. And they're after you, like the white woman is after the black man. Now, I don't mean to make this a racist or a racial kind of conversation right here, but we need to talk about racism and white supremacy. Are you following me? Because they play some of their rituals out under the guise of racism. And if we write racism off as discrimination and prejudging us, you're wrong. It's not prejudging us, and it's not discrimination. Call it what it is. It's racism, white supremacy. It's a local and global power system set up and maintained by white men in power, rich, wealthy white men in power. So they play these games, all right, to facilitate white supremacy. Back in the day, they never let black men join the team. If you go back far enough, are you following me?
Right.
They never let black men coach the team because they were playing out these rituals inside of the ball games. So white men put little tiny white balls, ping pong and these kind of things, because they like playing with little tiny white balls. We, the brothers, play with the big round and black balls. Are you following me? We play basketball, bowling, and this kind of thing. And every once in a while, you know, we throw around the gigantic medicine ball. Hold on 1 second. Yes, sir. Yeah. Load what? I'll be in there in a second. So let me finish this. So when we talking about the most violent white men who play these important sports games, like I said, they play with the little tiny white balls. But we have to understand that particular dynamic. So if it came to Tiger Woods just so happened that when he came into the world of tennis, to the world of the wide world of sports, he didn't come in as a black man. He said he was totally something different, am I right or wrong?
Yeah, Caucasian. That's what he said.
And what the hell that is? You see, that has no meaning and no substance and no relevance and no power and no weight when it comes to racism, white supremacy. White people see us as one thing, and that's black. They don't care if you got slanted eyes, an afro, a bald head, dreads, a weed, or whatever the hell you got. They see you as black. They're not going to stop and ask you, what are you? Are you following me?
Right.
So we need to understand that particular dynamic. So we need to understand that very well. So now with Tiger Woods, almost a billionaire now, when he married somebody else's maid, we got to look at who's the woman that he married. Not only that, we need to look at all the other women that he has so-called affairs with. Are you following me? We
right.
Just worried, oh, he messed around on his wife and yada, 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 whoopee, whoopee, whoop. Stop that. That's a distraction. Who were these women? One of these women was his handler. Michael Jackson had a handler. Brian Nichols, the dude that shot up the courthouse in Atlanta, had a handler. Someone that controlled him. Are you following me? Sammy Davis
right.
Jr., belonging to the Church of Satan, had a handler. A lot of these people have handlers. Someone inside of the Illuminati that's helping bring the mind control experiment to fruition. Someone has to handle the subject, so to speak. In this
right.
case, Brian Nichols being the subject. In this case, Michael Jackson being the subject. In this case, Tiger Woods was the subject. Are you following me? called Michael Jackson's Ghost. You'll see Michael Jackson ascending and descending. You'll see Michael Jackson coming in the cloak of a white man, but really a black man, taking off his mask, presenting himself and giving homage to the Skull and Bones, dancing on the floor of Lorraine, representing the cross of Lorraine. What do I mean by the cross of Lorraine? The cross of Lorraine is a Rosicrucian cross that they use here in America at the gas station called Exxon. The gas station Exxon is not two X's.
The caller. Has left the conference.
At the Lorraine Motel. Are you following me?
Right.
And this is by accident. This is not by accident. This is real. And they play these rituals out unbeknownst to us. We don't even know these things.
Right.
So they point it out in the sports games. Look at pool, village. It's a green earth. All the other colored people.
The color.
That'll represent
ball, it. Y'all, each is.
Has joined the conference.
All the other colored balls on the earth. And the last one they got to deal with is the eight ball, which is the black ball. And even in our language, we say we don't get caught behind the eight ball. Are you following me?
Right.
You position yourself with the dark phallic symbol between your legs and the white ball, the white people, not all the other colored people, under the earth. And that's exactly what white people are doing. They're going across the earth, dominating and controlling and taking people's natural resources under the guise of establishing democracy. Shit, democracy don't work in America. Hell, you're going to establish someplace else.
Right.
The people in Iran don't want democracy. China don't want democracy. Afghanistan don't want democracy. The Republic of the Congo and Tanzania and Ghana and South Africa and the Sudan, Libya, they don't want democracy. Democracy don't work for the white boy over here. So what was your
question? No, I was just listening to you. I had something, but then you just thinking back to what you were saying about how different countries don't want a democracy and so forth and so on. So now let's speed up a little bit. Let's focus on President Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm.
In your opinion, why do you think he's in office right now?
Well, in my humble opinion,
right,
I think fascism, and if you don't know what the word means, I'm not talking to you, sis, I'm talking about your listeners. Because I find a lot of people calling me, emailing me, wanting to argue and debate, and they don't even know what these terms mean. Professor Griff didn't make up these terms. Fascism needs a new face. And in order for them to control the natural resources across the globe, the still pale-faced white people are getting tired of that. They need a new face because they're about to go into Africa. As a matter of fact, they've already been in Africa. Study the document called AFRICOM. AFRICOM, AFRICOM.
Yeah.
They need a new face to go into Africa to control the natural resources, because without the natural resources coming from Africa, these people can't exist. That's why they have
right.
to have bloodshed in Darfur. That's why they're in Afghanistan to run the pipeline. Are you following me? To get oil.
Right.
That's why they're in South Africa. That's why multinational corporations have to control black people here in order to control black people there. Are you following me?
Right.
The one who's pulling the strings behind Barack Obama's back is the big new Brzezinski. I'm going to say it real slow. The big new Brzezinski is the one controlling things. He was Jimmy Carter's advisor, one of his top advisors. He's the one who's really controlling things. Look this man up and tell me if I'm lying. Zbigniew Brzezinski. Are you following me? So then
right.
you have to do what Steve Coakley said by connecting the dots. Find
right.
who they're connected to and find out what organization they belong to. And then it trickles down. You can find out what secret society they belong to. You know what team they are in a minute. That's not hard to do. That's not all you got to do. Do a little bit of studying. Stop getting high and stop eating pork for a minute. Leave a damn concocted ass religion called Christianity alone for a minute and start doing some real studying and come out of the damn box. You can find out these things. This is not hard to figure out. And I want to tell, which is one last thing for the Christian. If your church that you go to and your pastor that you worship belong to the World Council of Churches, you got a damn problem. Because that is the branch and the arm of the Illuminati to control religion. World Council of Churches. Put it in your search engine. And then call Brother Professor Griff and let me know what you come up with. Once again, my phone number is 678-557-2919.
Right. Yeah, I'm going to take some calls. We're into 45 minutes of the first.
Yo, real talk. All I'm saying is real talk now. For all y'all don't know who that was, y'all should know by now who that was. You don't, let me give you a clue. You know what I'm saying? Yo, my name, the name Professor Griff should definitely ring bells with a lot of folks. A lot of folks really don't understand the history behind Professor Griff. I'm going to give you a little history on him just, you know, from personal experience. Professor Griff was one of the members of the original Public Enemy rap group. The Public Enemy wrote a lot of self-conscious music. Self-conscious music that actually frightened not only the immediate listeners when they jumped on the scene. Def Jam could not really figure out what to do with these guys. I mean, they had a combination of sound style that was so ahead of its time at that particular time. Now, I'm going to get deep with you for a minute, and then I'm going to let you smoke one tonight and think about it. You know, we were talking about hip-hop today, where it's come from, where it is now, where it needs to go. Now, I'm going to paint a picture for you. For all my real hip-hop heads out there who know the craft, know the music, all right, there were two distinctive pivotal points in the hip-hop culture. All right, we're starting the very beginning when we had groups like African Bambaataa, the Funkmaster Flash, you know what I'm saying, Grandmaster Flash, you know what I'm saying, you know, a lot of the pioneers that really created the sound that we basically, first rap music was basically music that we vibe to in the club, we dance to it. That's when the pop locking, the break dancing and all that stuff came out. Then they actually said words to it, but the words they were setting to it was about the struggle. It was about what was going on in the poverty-stricken areas. It was about, you know, not having enough money to pay the rent, you know, all the gas money spent, you know what I'm saying? This is what we're talking about, you know. And it kind of, it frightened a lot of people because it was the angry black youth looking at all of the things. You know, when he looked out his window, he didn't see a white picket fence, you know, and two cars in the driveway, you know what I'm saying, and living in a home, you know, that had adequate space and this, that, and that. He looked around, he saw roaches on the floor, on the ceilings, you know, folks getting stabbed and shot outside his window, you know, and that's what they talked about because it's what's going on all around him. All right, this is where hip-hop, the first pivotal point was hip-hop reflected the struggle. It became very intriguing. All right, when it became very intriguing, you know, a whole level of artistry and entertainers came from that. And then the music grew. We had more and more diverse artists that were coming out, a lot of self-righteous artists such as PRT, Poor Righteous Teachers. You know, we had, you know, group after group. I can name them all, you know, if we had time, but I really don't have enough time. But then we had Public Enemy. Now, what made Public Enemy different was, one, their name. Public Enemy, you know, you name, you know, just like, you know, rock and roll, you know, groupies that were pretty much grabbing off the, you know, the rock cassettes and, you know, CDs at the time. Well, there wasn't no CDs back then, everything was on cassette back then. So you would grab your cassette, open it up, the cover, take a look at it, and it was basically the cover was the catch. You know, it had Public Enemy, you know, It Takes a Nation, A Million to Hold Us Back was one of the titles, The Fear of a Black Planet. These things were key words. Now, these words, these albums, the group was made up of, you know, your guy Chuck D, who was the lead member, and you had Professor Griff, Terminator X, Flavor Flav, which brought a very diverse sound. But their music was about black consciousness, waking up,
looking around you, realizing where you are, what you're supposed to be doing, really what the business was. When they did tours, when they did shows, they were very, very explicit, very, very upfront in your face. And Professor Griff, who actually led what they call the SW1s, you know, which was the militant group that traveled with Public Enemy, you know, he was kind of like not the ringmaster, but he was pretty much the guy that pretty much, you know, was leading these guys out. Now, a lot of press has been written about him in terms of, you know, this, that, and the other. Now, because I work in media, you know, you got to understand this. As long as you are doing what they want you to do, and when I say they, everybody know who they are. I'm not going to go into that right now because we just touched on that. But anytime you do what they want you to do, it's all fine and dandy until you start to get a little too close to the truth. When you get too close to the truth, you got that many people that are influenced by you, you become a threat. And when you become a threat, you become dispensable.
The caller has joined the conference.
And now, with that being said, people have to realize that, you know, Griff was a very militant brother, still is, and he has been on a grind. Now, you know what I'm saying? Now, check out what they've done. You know, they tried to destroy the group. You know, they broke it up. It reunited. You know, this is one of the very first original rap groups that was actually talking about black empowerment, black consciousness, being proud to be black, and understanding and knowing that they can't stop you once you get on that path of seeking knowledge. But again, the knowledge was lost. Why? Because the industry decided to change once again. You know, one thing about the game, you know, we're not just talking about the game, I'm talking about the industry, the game. It constantly changes. So what they did was they created, you know, as vast as hip-hop became, we had all these different genres and, you know, types of hip-hop artists, you know, that was talking conscious music, you know, what the craft is about, this, that, and the other, and really motivating people. I remember the Stop the Violence campaign. I remember Self-Destruction. You know, we had KRS-One and all these artists that was big artists at the time that all came together and went to city, you know, country to country, so to speak, you know, and really spreading the word of what's up, what's happening, and we need to put these guns down and stop, you know, the killing of our own people. Stop poisoning our people. Start doing these things and start coming together, and if we want change, we got to change from within. This was a message that America was not ready for. We got all these black people all coming together. The music's got them, and it's, you know, and the problem really is not just blacks, it's whites that are coming in. You know, we got people from all over that are coming in, so it became a problem. So the industry created an alternative. Now, I want you to understand how it goes. The alternative was meant to be an alternative, but the alternative in this scenario was meant to be a distraction, and it was meant to weed away the serious conscious-minded and militant-minded into a more self-destructive, self-absorbed mode. You know, this is when the gangster rap came out. You know, when gangster rap came out, you know, this is how, you know, this is when NWA got into the game and everything pretty much changed from that. And we evolved, however you want to call it, to a point of what we have now. Everybody now is their own independent island. You know, the last rap group after that, you know, we had Wu-Tang, and then, you know, this, that, and the other. It goes on. But these are pivotal points. The two pivotal points is one was meant to encourage and strengthen and bring together. The other one was they became self-absorbed because the powers that be or the things that were around was not fucking working. So in order for you to get justice, which is just us, you got to take matters into our own hand. But it was strategic how they did it. Now, here we are now. You know, we sit there and we watch Pac and Biggie both be murdered. We turn a blind eye to the fact that they got satellites and shit all over the world. They can find, you know, anybody they fucking want. But they can't tell us today who killed Pac or Biggie. We know who did that, but they're never going to admit to really what the business was, because just like Martin Luther King and Malcolm, all of these people were all part. And it's not just a conspiracy theory, ladies and gentlemen. I'm beyond conspiracy theories. I am speaking fact. All you got to do is look. the thing about it is, the minute you decide that you're going to look, once you look, it's meant for you to look and make a decision, not just to look and just wave it off as this, that, and the other. You think all these things don't involve you? You think all these things doesn't have anything to do with you? Let me just paint a picture for you. Before rap music, before R&B music, when it was just us, and I mean the black culture, during the days when we were at the most explosive time in history where it was North versus South, the South wanted to hold on to slavery, but yet they couldn't keep their hands on it. They had to come up with a new way to keep slaves, which was take the chains off the hands and feet and put it on their mind, bind them, make them not want to be free. The Willie Lynch mentality, for all y'all really know what I'm talking about. That was perpetuated. It's still alive today. They still use it today. They're still using it in our music, and it's still around us. And the thing that pisses me off the most is when most folks speak in ignorance as if it don't exist. That's what bothers me the most. The person in media, that's what bothers me the most. So, after I gave you the history behind my man Griff, what you just heard was from a clip from his radio broadcast. You know, he's a very controversial brother, no doubt, very controversial. But he's also a brother who also, like many others, have connected the dots. You know, a lot of folks say, well, why you want to connect the dots? Why you want to know? Because in order for you to know where the fuck you're going, you got to know where you came from. And you're not going to keep pissing on people and keep telling them it's raining. Now, I don't know about you, but I have kids who are very influenced by this culture, just like I was. The sad part of it is, if we do not take heed to the things that we have seen and know to be true, then we will be making one of the most gravest mistakes in this point in history that we can ever make. Time has always been the factor. We always think we got time to do certain things. We put things off for tomorrow that we can do today. Why? Because we feel we have time. It's about convenience. We live in a microwave mentality. We want things when we want them, when we want it. We don't want to wait for shit to happen. We want it to happen right now, right then. I got to have it, I got to have it. And they've done nothing but cater to that emotion. And I can get real deep, but I'm not going to do that because I want you to sleep tonight. But I want you to think. Think. And then after you think, I want you to act. I want you to do something. I don't care what you do. If all you got to do is wake up tomorrow and just think about it, that's enough. But you need to do something. Don't just think that this is just one big fairy tale and that it's just going to be what it be. And you can have nothing to do with it. You can't contribute one way or the other because you can. As long as you live in that passive mindset, you know, there's no need to create walls in this prison. You'll never leave. You never want to escape. Yo, my name is J-Dog. This is Where They Do It At Radio. And my number is 347-934-0318. You can also hit me up at 570-533-0071. My email is gamerzone36@yahoo.com. And for all my people who really know the business, since 2000, it's almost 11 years. I've been a political prisoner since the day my eye was open. And ever since my eye has been open, no matter how much I've tried to shut it, I just became more aware. More aware of who I am, more aware of where I belong, and more aware of what I must do. I feel that I'm connected to every single person who feels that enough is enough. It didn't get real to me until it got personal. I just ask you don't let it get to that point before you make a decision. I will say this. This is something you never heard before, and this is I'm doing this just to really let you know my passion. Real talk. I only believed when I was younger in what I could see, taste, touch, and feel as being real. So if you couldn't prove to me that it existed, if I couldn't see it, taste it, touch, and feel it, it wasn't real. I have been personally engaged in this struggle for a little over 11 years. Yes, I was attacked. I was falsely accused. I was in prison. And now I'm free. Yet to always remain a political prisoner, because that we does not include you and me. Ask yourself the question next time you get a speeding ticket or you ever have to go to court. Why is the flag not flying at full mast and why is it flying at half mast? Because we've always been in a state of emergency. And we was not at war with an external enemy, but an internal enemy. A domestic enemy. So how the fuck do I ever expect to get justice? Justice is just what I can afford.